In Mexico, a prominent general has been freed from prison. Jose Francisco Gallardo was imprisoned in 1993 after urging an investigation into alleged human rights abuses by the military. Gallardo was a rising star in Mexico's army when he was charged and convicted of corruption and sentenced to 28 years in prison. He said the charges against him were fabricated. In 1994, Amnesty International declared him a prisoner of conscience. The sudden decision by President Vicente Fox to free Gallardo gives a boost to Fox's pledge to improve Mexico's human rights record. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
55-year-old Jose Francisco Gallardo learned the news of his release last night. Within an hour, he was exiting through the main gates of the prison just south of Mexico City, where he'd spent the last 8 years. Gallardo's wife clung to one arm, to the other, his daughter, born just 3 weeks before he went to jail.
Así es, la justicia llegó, aunque sea después de 8 años de prisión, pero llegó finalmente.
Justice has arrived, although it arrived after 8 years in prison, he said, but it's finally come. We're going to continue now to fight to prove my innocence. General Gallardo was convicted in 1993 of subversion and embezzlement, among other charges. He maintains he was locked up as punishment for blowing the whistle on human rights abuses, corruption, and drug trafficking within the military. Mexican and international human rights groups agreed and had been pressuring Fox to release him. Fox's order reduced Gallardo's sentence from 28 years to time already served. The move is seen as politically astute, saving face for Mexico's military because it does not absolve the general of his crimes. During last night's announcement of Gallardo's release, Mexico's foreign minister, Jorge Castañeda, went out of his way to praise the country's armed forces.
Quiero destacar el profundo sentido de Estado, lealtad.
I want to point out the armed forces' loyalty and respect for the law in supporting a decision that clearly benefits the nation in its entirety.
In December, President Fox announced a special prosecutor to investigate a host of state crimes of the past, including a massacre of students in 1968 and the forced disappearances of hundreds of leftists in the 1970s and 80s. In creating the prosecutor, Fox said he was making good on promises to the international community.
Nuestro gobierno se comprometió ante la Asamblea General de las Naciones Unidas.
Our government promised in front of the General Assembly of the United Nations to act with firmness in promoting human rights and democracy. We are doing just that.
Mexican activists had wanted Fox to go farther than a special prosecutor and appoint an independent truth commission. But last night's release of Gallardo has pleased human rights watchers. Michael O'Reilly is with Amnesty International.
The Fox administration should be applauded for the steps that it has taken, but much more needs to be done. And I hope that Vicente Fox will have the courage of his convictions that General Gallardo showed.
Fox will also need political savvy. Digging into the alleged crimes of earlier regimes could lead investigators to the doors of presidents' past. And by no means have such abuses been relegated to history. Threats and violence against human rights advocates continue. Last fall, Mexico's most prominent human rights lawyer, Digna Ochoa, was slain in her Mexico City office. Her murder remains unsolved. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.